Thank you for joining us on the Accomplish Radio Show. We're celebrating over 100 shows and over 20,000 listeners that have been searching for answers on how to accomplish more in their personal and professional life. Today's broadcast will replay all day at AccomplishMagazine.com, and it's also available in the iTunes community. When you visit our website, sign up for your free subscription of Accomplish Magazine and make sure to join our fan page on Facebook. Welcome to the Accomplish Radio Show. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, the publisher of Accomplish Magazine, interviewing another phenomenal guest today. Our special guest is Laurel Langmire, and she's the founder and CEO of Live Out Loud and known as America's Moneymaker and the Millionaire Maker. She is one of today's most visible and innovative money experts who continues to expand her horizons even through the challenging obstacles of today's economy. Because of her tenacity and absolute confidence in what she teaches, Laurel is one of the only handful of women in the world today who can claim the title of expert when it comes to financial matters and the making of millionaires. She accelerates the conversation about money, sharing how to not just survive in this tough economic climate, but how to succeed and thrive. Laurel is a New York Times, USA Today, and Amazon best-selling author and a leading entrepreneurial speaker that has coached thousands of success stories around the world by giving them the simple tools to generate cash and build wealth. As a single working mother, dynamic speaker and motivator, and owner of Live Out Loud, LLC, Laurel lights up the room and impels you to change for the better. She started her first business at only age 17 and by age 34 had established a multi-million dollar portfolio. As one of the most notable women, national and international experts, Laurel has built a number of businesses in a variety of industries, including projects in real estate, green recycled glass, and online marketing firms, several of which have grossed in the millions. Laurel has the determination to thrive even in the midst of telemarketing nightmares, that she has done this even while battling a full-throttle and runaway internet and the bruising of her powerful brand by people whose real goal is to sell their own products is a testament to her focus on prosperity rather than scarcity. As the founder and CEO of Live Out Loud, Laurel has shared her high-value strategies at seminars all over the world, teaching people how simple recipe for capitalizing on their skills and talents to make new money. She is the author of 4 national best-selling books, The Millionaire Maker, The Millionaire Maker's Guide to Wealth Cycle Investing, and The Millionaire Maker's Guide to Creating a Cash Machine for Life, and her just-released book, Put Cash in Your Pocket. In addition, she has appeared frequently on CNN, CNBC, The Street TV, Fox News Channel, Fox Business Channel, America's Nightly Scoreboard, The Dr. Phil Show, and The View. Laurel has been featured in articles and appeared in USA Today, The Wall Street Journal, and The New York Times, and on the web on abcnews.com. She's been in Forbes.com and as a regular online contributor with The Huffington Post, The Bottom Line, Yahoo 7 Finance, and businessweek.com. Back in 2010, Live Out Loud celebrated its 10-year anniversary with a variety of events, webinars, and promotions to recognize the many achievements of the company, program graduates, and current clients. Well, first, let me just say a warm welcome to the show today, Laurel Langmire. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, first of all, let me say what a pleasure and honor it is to have you on our show today, and wow, congratulations on all these incredible accomplishments.
Oh, thank you. Big 10 to 15 years.
Oh, my gosh. Before we get started, I'm just really curious, do you ever sleep?
I do. It's actually one of my biggest, I'd say it's in my top 5 health habits, sleeper. I don't know if some of these people who say they don't sleep at night, I sleep. I have an amazing team is how I get it done.
That's awesome.
My brand is about team-made millionaires, and in fact, I've just been contracted for my 5th book, which will be a huge bestseller, coming out February 21st, 2012, by Hay House, so brand new space. I'm really going to talk about my mom life, my divorce life, my lawsuit life, all the stuff that everybody wants to know, how do you still stand and do. I'm going to fully disclose it all in this book, and and how you still do it and stay strong. So yeah, I sleep and I have a great team and I stay protected from all that yucky energy and just keep creating and making it happen. So I'm having fun.
Well, congratulations on the new book coming out. I can't wait. Of course, I'll have to read that one as well as your others. You know, we actually met years ago when you had your very first co-authored book with called Guerrilla Wealth with J. Conrad Levinson.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time. I don't even know how many years that's been. And, you know, I'm amazed at how quickly you accelerated and just went out to accomplish this incredible legacy that you're building.
Yeah. And in fact, that's probably one of the things I'm known for is the speed of, the speed of where I've, you know, because I am. I mean, I know from a worldwide perspective, I'm, you know, leading in the world as one of the women. And honestly, I'm head-to-head with a lot of the men who are competing in this space who are, you know, didn't make it through the recession, depression. You know, a lot of them, and you can see it all over Facebook. I'm shocked by the amount of them who just, you know, laid it down, declared bankruptcy, and said, you know, I'm going to give it up. I'm going to go on sabbatical for 2 years and just, you know, didn't do enough in the business side or for whatever reason. Didn't happen. So there's only a handful of us really standing, I think, running significant businesses. There's a lot of speakers. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a core business that has assets and viability and cash flow and, in addition, you know, running other companies. In fact, I'm buying companies right now like crazy because they're on sale. It's crazy. Got a pizzeria for free. We just acquired a salon in Ohio almost for free, just a couple bucks. And we had to put in 10 grand each for another partner. He and I own it, you know, together. And turning that around, you know, already profitable in our first few weeks. And so there's just an amazing garage sale, which is why, you know, I'm probably actually traveling and speaking and teaching more now than I ever have. Because my message is dead on. If people really want to move, they need to become entrepreneurs, not stand in an unemployment line. They need to accelerate their businesses now through the first year of the recession recovery, and they need to buy assets now. Like, if they do all those things now, they easily could be a 3 to 5 year millionaire, which is, you know, what my first book was during the run. And this is the hottest year. It's the first year out of a recession depression. It's the hottest year to make the move. And so many people are still, you know, bruised. And I, you know, believe me, I took my bruises through this. Whew.
You got to get
the right team around you. And I think what happens instead of getting the right team who supports each other to move and, like, let's go create again, is a lot of people have teams and communities around them that are all commiserating around the pain. Oh, yeah, I'm bruised. Oh, my bruise. Well, get over it. You know? I mean, we all went through it. We all lost a bunch of money. We all got hit hard. We all lost customer bases. We all lost all drama. So what? Now what? Let's go. Let's move on, get a team. And believe me, you may have to fire half your team and get a new, fresh, you know, group around you. And I did. I had massive turnover through our company at Live Out Loud as we were adjusting. One of my greatest mentors in this early 2007 said, Laurel, you better adjust or you're going to die. Like, and you better adjust faster than you've ever adjusted. You don't have a lot of time to plan and analyze this. It's going to hit hard and fast. And we did, you know, and we did one thing, and we did the next thing. And I would say that 50% of our team turned over during this time because they just didn't have the guts and the stamina to just stay in what it took. And even as an employee of our company, it took a lot to move us through it. You know, and I'll say, you know, through everybody, it took a lot. And a lot of employees got laid off, I think, because they didn't have the stamina to help the companies survive.
You know, I think you mentioned something here that's so important, that we have to be ready to reinvent and retransition and go through a whole transformation, because you're right, everything changed, the whole marketplace everywhere. It just was a whole different game altogether. And, you know, there's so many financial strategists really around the world, and, you know, that work and live with passion, but there's so few successful money experts like yourself. You know, what do you think makes the difference from them, from, you know, how you've developed yourself?
I do it. And I know a lot of, I mean, there are people who really do it, but I'm not just a paid speaker. There's a lot of people, believe me, I have speakers, which I won't name them because we're on confidentiality clauses, who have come to me to say, how'd you do it? And I said, I run a real company. I have hard assets. I have a, you know, conference center here in, you know, Zephyr Cove and beautiful Lake Tahoe, which is where my students come. I own the building. I own my real estate where my office is in north of San Francisco. I don't outsource to everybody and hope to God they get my company done for me. I run it. I run the sales department. I oversee the marketing, the technology, the fulfillment. I mean, it's properly run like a real company that actually has a sellable value. Where a lot of speakers who are in this world, or educators I'll call them, or even authors, you can kind of go broad, they really, you know, just they hope other things happen for them, and they don't control where the revenue comes from. So I really run, a real viable, sustainable company, and then I take those profits and I invest in other companies, and I really do it.
Hmm.
So I'm one of the few, I think, that actually can pick up a pizzeria, which is, I don't know, you know, I've never owned a pizzeria in my life. I don't care. I know how to market. I know how to sell. Right? I don't care what the witch it is. I know how to run a company. And, I mean, I love it.
That's great.
So I think that's the biggest difference, is I'm the real deal.
Well, you're walking your walk and talking your talk, and that makes a huge difference to sustain, you know, everything that's going on around us. And, you know, a lot of people want to start a business, and a lot of people are in school or they're still in their current job. And, you know, very few have really transitioned over and have been successful at actually doing it. You know, how can entrepreneurs prevent failures? And, you know, how can they get rid of the fear of starting that new business?
They just have to do it. I think they have to do it. And honestly, what they really have to do is they have to surround themselves with people who do it. They will never do it standing in the community of employees or unemployed people or family members who are all employees who, you know, think they're crazy. I mean, that's where I came from. You know, I quit a huge job at Chevron years ago, you know, 15 years ago now or so, whatever the year was. And when did I quit? 1996, I think, about 15 years ago. But, you know, I was told, you know, at that point I was going to follow. I did. I went to work with in a contract basis with Robert Kiyosaki, and I taught his game. I had the master distributor rights, and I was told, you're quitting a six-figure job. I mean, a massive, very predominant headquarters job in San Francisco to follow a Japanese guy in a game around. Like, what did he say? And believe me, if I would have, you know, thank God he made it too, right? But but he made it because of all of us. But I'll tell you, if I would have listened to any of those people, and it's really, you know, I say it's your people and it's your environment. And if you don't fix that, you aren't going to get started very easily, because you'll have a lot of fear around you. And when you're in the environment of people who just do it all day long, you'll be pulled forward. And honestly, we won't tolerate people's fear. It's like, either get on the train or get off the train, make a decision. You're going to go, then here's how we go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do in my community. That's why our community is so viable and strong. I mean, we kick it. We're like, you're either going to do it or you're not.
And you know what I like about your company, too, is how it's just so out there. I mean, it's just like, you know, don't hide anything. You are just going to basically, this is it. You know, let's face it, you know, and just head on, attack it. You know, it's just, you guys always just break it down into such a face what's ever going on currently and then deal with it, right?
Yep, that's and handle it quickly.
Yeah,
you know, handle it quickly. So even like the fear, the only reason the fear exists for a lot of people is because there's a sense of risk to it. But one risk goes away when you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. I mean, I'm a very extreme skier, and most people would never follow me down a ski hill. I mean, ask all my Aussie friends who come over here and think they're going to ski with me. I said, that's so cute. You wouldn't go. You wouldn't go off any of the cliffs that I go off. But it's, you know, so to them it's risky, but as they learn, the risk goes down, the knowledge
mm-hmm.
base goes up, the fear goes away. It's the same with anything. Is, you know, fear comes with an association of risk, which comes from unknowing. And so the more educated you are, the more you're surrounded in an environment of people who are successful, that know what they're doing, that know how to evaluate quickly. I mean, I'm looking at a child care center in downtown Sydney, Australia, to buy with a bunch of my Australian mates over there. I've never run a child care center either. I don't care. It costs $600,000 a year. I know how to run a company, right? And so in that environment, again, people in environment, I mean, I just could scream that to this whole fear-based thing, because you won't have it when you're surrounded by people who have the confidence and knowing that you really need to be around. Because they'll educate you. That's how I got educated. I just get drug along.
I mean, you think about it. You've had, you know, Robert Kiyosaki. I mean, what a perfect, you know, environment to put yourself with, right? And that you could have chosen anybody who is a business owner, but you went right there with Robert Kiyosaki.
Right. Well, and then way back then, I also was working with Sandy Botkin, because I also knew enough to not only have one person in my
absolutely.
My world. So I represented Sandy Botkin and Michael Gerber, Brian Tracy. I mean, I had 18 different hotshots that I was selling their stuff, and I learned how to sell and market. I didn't have a clue how to do any of this, but you just learn how to do it by people who are very successful. and they'll take you along. And I think the myth of people that are like listening to this interview and thinking, yeah, but that's Laurel or that's him. I wasn't just Laurel way back in the day. I was you listening, and I just had the guts to go for the top. And I think a lot of people shy away from that and say, well, they won't want me. Well, if you come with a whingy, whiny little attitude, of course we don't want you. But if you come with the courage to say, I'm going to go get it done, and you're willing to play, they'll get it done. I mean, people will take you on, you know, and mentor, coach you in whatever way that looks all the time. I've paid for mentors and I've had free mentors. I've paid for coaching, I've had free coaching. It kind of depends on the relationship and how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I always go for the best. I always say, you know, and if I can't get them to do it, I'll always pursue. I mean, year after year. It took me 4 years to get a billionaire. 4 years. I was the biggest pain in his rear. I said, you are going to coach me. He said, I don't coach. He said, what's that going to look like? I said, we're going to talk to each other. He said, what am I going to talk to you about? And I said, I'll come with the questions. You just answer them.
That's
great. I can do that. He said, that's coaching? I said, for now, it's good enough. I just get your brain.
I love it. I love it.
He said, well, you might have to fly international to find me. I said, I don't care where I got to go. I'm finding you. So it's just that, but that advice, even though it sounds very small and very simple, it's very aggressive to do. It takes a lot of time and a lot of persistence to do. Most people give up on the first few phone calls. And if you want something, you just can't stop. And I think that's been a huge part of my success.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you definitely have that tenacity.
Yeah,
let me ask you something, because no one who's ever reached your level of success has ever done it without any challenges. You know, was there any time in your life that was kind of particularly difficult? And, you know, if so, how'd you turn that into a situation of success?
So ask me that, which of my failures.
So was there one that stands out for you? That
stands out. Oh, man. There's so many that stand out. You know, and I look at them as all as little gifts now. You know, you never look at all these obstacles as gifts in the beginning. I'd say the toughest ones really that aren't gifts, that are just sheer unfair, are the lawsuits. I've been sued a lot through this recession, depression, of people who literally read my book and said, I did what she said in the book, which is public domain, and I'm suing her now because it didn't work. I mean, First of all, they can't even be, and all of it's getting thrown out of court. I just won another one on Tuesday, and it's all getting thrown out of court, and they're actually getting fined for doing such nonsense. The lawyers are getting fined for bringing such nonsense to the court because it's public domain. You can't sue an author because, you know, we wrote about something and you did it all. Mm-hmm. You had to, you know, really brought us into a different relationship. So those have been the toughest to endure. And I coach a lot of, you know, fellow speakers now and fellow authors and big business owners on how I've done it, because I've really, and I'll tell you, it's back to team. I shielded myself from all that negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do it in the beginning. I gained weight. I lost weight. I threw up at night. I didn't sleep at night. You know, started to develop health problems from all the negative crap, I'll call it.
It all happens, doesn't it?
It all happens. And I'll tell you, the best advice I have for anyone who's under a huge attack, that's probably been the biggest of the attacks, even more than on the online drama, is to shield yourself. So what I did is I changed my phone number, my emails, I changed everything, and I gave it to one person who has just guts of steel and actually could care less. And just handled it and buffered it all, and went between them and my attorneys, handled it all, brought me into meetings once a month, maybe if I needed to be, and kept it all away. And I'll tell you, whatever it is, I mean, I went through a divorce, and that pales in comparison to some of those other things. But I handled it the same way. You know, I just gave it to that same team, and I just treated it like, I said, just keep it away from me because I got to stay and create. And I think, you know, in all of that, what I learned looking back, is you can't live in this dual energy. And it's really a big piece of my new book with Hay House, is the conflicting conversations and conflicting energy that people live in. It's what literally kills them. It kills their creativity. It kills your ability to be on a team, because you really aren't yourself on a team. You compromise on a team. So you're just no fun, frankly. You don't know how to, I couldn't create. I wasn't expansive. Treated team members, you know, worse. I mean, all that kind of stuff. So I think that's just a huge lesson, and it's not just like with the lawsuits, it's with everything. Whenever you have, you know, conflicting conversations or conflicting energy, you can't live and be proactive in either of it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, so let's talk about some sacrifices that perhaps you've had to make being a successful entrepreneur. You know, what's that been like for you?
oh, they could go in almost every area. You know, as a coach, you learn all these, you know, you understand all the areas of life, and if one area is affected, it affects everything. So, you know, from, I would say, you know, I would say money and career for going for the money and career, like my spiritual practices, I had to learn to really do them on the road. I had to learn my health practices on the road. So there was about a year and a half where I didn't even work out. And I'm like I have a master's degree in exercise physiology, you know, where I had to like find ways to put back the things in my life and demand my schedule move around them. Or, you know, I was like falling apart, you know. So, and then I had to really figure out, which again will be a whole chapter in the book around how I live as a single mom with a 4-year-old and an 11-year-old, and how I take them on the road. And, you know, one of my commitments, you know, as I had Logan 11 years ago, was to take any children that I have before they're 20 to every continent on the planet, because I think it's the most extraordinary gift of life you can give them. So we're on that journey together, but I'll tell you, it costs a lot to do what I do. So it took me a while to figure out and then find nannies. I won't even call them nannies because they're almost like family friends now, but find women who would travel with me in this, you know, amazing schedule and help support raising my kids. You know?
I love that concept. You always, you know, have that support system. You have a great support system.
It's always team. Everybody says, how do you get it done? It's team. You know, and I don't believe, and I think a lot of moms have to come to grips with this, which is, you know, you got to get over the fact that you aren't the only one that's going to raise your children. I mean, I was raised in a massive German family, so a tribe raised me. And it wasn't just my mom and just my dad. I had aunties and uncles and grandmas and grandpas and, you know, cousins, and all flavors of people were in our life. And so it wasn't too hard. It wasn't like a guilt thing that I had to get over. It was just that's how you raise a kid with all sorts of influences. But I think there's a lot of moms that I coach that have a huge thing about keeping them home or not taking them with. And, like, right now their age differences are so big. I just took Logan to Australia, and then Tristan goes on the next trip, and then Logan goes, and then Tristan goes. So they just go back and forth, and they get to travel. She travels more domestically. He travels more internationally. And then, you know, for her birthday when she's 5, she's going back to Australia for a week with me. And she loves going on the big airplanes. And, you know, but I think you have to find a way. And then, of course, it costs more. So then you've got to ramp up your revenue to have what you want. Like, I don't believe in balance. I think balance is a joke. And I've learned this from Alex Mendozian, who's a very dear friend of mine. You know, I was on a stage actually with him on a panel, and he said this, and I thought, oh, what a brilliant – because I knew I didn't like balance, because balance doesn't make any sense. You can't have everything at one time, right? You can't, because balance, if you look at a scale, means that actually there's stagnation, because your balance, right, the weight of each side is balanced, and that creates stagnation. I thought, oh, that's brilliant. So really, I have it all, but I have it all in the moment that I choose to. Like right now, I'm completely with you and these listeners and having this interview. And then this afternoon, I have a whole bunch of coaching clients. You know, tonight I have an award ceremony for my daughter. I'll be with her. And then we're going to run over and go to my son's baseball game. So, like, in those moments, you have to be fully present and give it all, and then you'll get it all.
I love that.
But I think if you try to have it all in the same moment, you feel disconnected. You don't give anything its proper attention, and you don't do anything well. So you have to just be able to compartmentalize, kind of like more like a guy does, right? Just, I'm going to have this now, then this, and then decide how you want your life and design it that way. And, yeah, it's going to cost a lot more money to have the life you want. You know, I fly privately around America right now. It took me a while to get there, and I will never go back. And people say, well, how do you afford it? You just do.
you just make
the money.
You make it the priority, absolutely.
You know, you just say, well, I got to have extra this amount of more money a month, and then what do we have to do to create to have that? Now, do we have to give up? What are we going to create that? And I think everyone could have a bigger life if they created what they wanted instead of denied themselves. And that's really the biggest message in my money message, is stop denying your life. Create a life.
Now, I want to talk about the whole money piece of this because, you know, I know a lot of people have certain, you know, messages that they were raised with. They have certain conversations in their head about money and finances that start at a pretty young age. You know, I mean, what do you say to people who have never had conversations about money, or, you know, they find themselves holding themselves completely back and sabotaging everything about their finances?
I'm going to go back to, so that larger situation I gave around, you know, dual conversations, it really goes back to that same thing. So you can't say, I want financial freedom and keep a job, right? That's a conflicting conversation. So what do you really want? So you can have some financial freedom, but are you going to become a multi-millionaire? Probably not. Statistics show no. Absolutely no. is really the answer. You aren't. And if you look at the century trends, anybody who's made it big and had the kind of financial freedom and the kind of life they want, they have an entrepreneurial venture. Then they become great investors. And I think America's been highly twisted in that. They think that you, when you become a great investor, you become highly wealthy. Well, where does the source of your investment dollars come from? A job or your entrepreneurial venture? You have an unlimited upside on an entrepreneurial venture. So, you know, what do you really want? And I think when people say, well, I'm scared, well, stop hanging out with scared people. You know, I mean, you really have to, like people say, I'll say, you know, sales. I teach an enormous sales training, and I've really shifted a lot of my work to marketing sales because that's where the money is. And so I'll have people who will spend thousands of dollars going back to become better at their occupation than spend thousands of dollars marketing and selling is where the money is. So people will say, like, I teach a workshop, 3 days to cash, guaranteed to make money in 3 days or you get your tuition back. And it's only, like, super cheap. It's ridiculous. It's, you know, barely $1,000. So they get all that money back if they don't make money. So for over 2.5 years, everybody, 100% of every room I've ever taught has always made money. And then I'll say, here's the deal. You can make money like this every day in your life, but you have to talk to 20 people a day and you have to ask them for money 20 times a day, and I guarantee you'll continue to make money. So do they do it? No. Maybe 1 or 2 or 3, maybe 3% of my students actually do what I say. So, again, they say they want to make money, and they do nothing that looks like the behavior of it. So, again, I would just challenge, you know, people to say, what do you really want? And then go create it and stop this dual, conflicting, fear-driven. And if you've never been an entrepreneur, then hang out with entrepreneurs. And you know the lie in that, too, Darlene, is a lot of people will say, yeah, but they won't want me. Well, no, not if you're whiny. Nobody wants whiny people. We don't hang out. We only have fun.
That's right.
When you're not fun. Like, I have two friends, or two actually colleagues that teach with me. They're MCs, and they're big team leaders and coaches. And everybody knows they get to fly around with me. And they say, why? And I said, because they bring great wine, and we have great conversations. And we buy businesses together. Like, what else do we do? We're creating companies all the time. We're creating, you know, and people say, well, you create so much work for yourself. Yeah, but that work pays off. It's fun work. What else would you do?
Absolutely. I have friends of mine that we do the same thing. It's like, let's build a business in a day. Why not, right?
Yeah,
and get it going, and then, like, bam, it's out there, and, you know, and it produces. And that's, you know, I want to talk for a minute, though, about the financial baseline, because I know that's really important, but I want you to share that with our audience. Will you go into that a little bit with me?
Yeah, the financial baseline is critical, and again, it gets back to that boring bookkeeping stuff. And I always say, do it once and then maintain it so you never have to do it again, because it's the most painful thing. But it's really set up your structures. I mean, really understand your personal income versus your business income, and as you grow different companies, make sure they're properly structured. You have, you know, a bookkeeper or a team of bookkeepers, I mean, which is what I have at this point, to make sure that it all stays straight. So your baseline is knowing your income, your expenses, your cash flow, your assets, your liabilities, your net worth. And then, again, once you get it set up properly, and most people, you know, until your business is up to about, you know, $8 to $10 million can handle QuickBooks, just get on QuickBooks. It's a simple system. Bookkeepers all over the world know how to use it. It's Intuit's the, you know, biggest company in the world that knows how to put out that kind of software. And it's just simple, but you've got to know where you are. So many people, again, they say they want financial freedom, no clue where they are. And then I use the word freedom day instead of retirement, and they don't know what they want. So if you don't know where you are and you don't know what you want, then what are we doing? And it's interesting because a lot of people, they know what they don't want. They don't know what they do want. And I spend sometimes a year coaching people to what they do want, which is a massive mindset shift. And they grew up in a family of everything that they can't have. And what we battle for the whole year is that can't have, deny, you know, live small mentality that they grew up with. And it's really detrimental. That's, I would say, you know, if we could get parents to do it properly, then it would take us two generations and we would have a 100% different conversation in the world.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, we have a horrible, like when parents, God, I hear it in stores, it drives me nuts, probably why I hate shopping, when they say, I can't afford it, you can't have it, you can't have that. What that really embeds into a child is you don't deserve it. So then I get to coach the adult person who says they don't deserve it, right, all day long, because they were told as a child they can't have it or they can't afford it, which really embeds into a deeper psychology. If we skip through 7 years of therapy, I don't deserve it. Right? Let's just get to the core root of the problem. Right? I don't deserve it. I'm not entitled. There's not enough. That's what that really embeds into children who then become adults with this tangled up psychology. that we really have to untangle. And what I love about what I created in my three-day workshop, which has just been an art form because I have so much fun teaching and I teach it every month, is we really create a microeconomy because everybody makes money. There's no new money that comes to the room. Nobody makes loans to these people. It's money that exchanges hands between participants who need other people's skill sets that are better at what they want and what they need. And it just becomes a microeconomy, and so you see the flow of money. Like, my highest room was in Australia, $68,000 exchanged hands in 3 days.
Wow.
Exchanged hands. That's like a little community, right, of 100 people living in a village together that exchanged money between each other. No new money came, no money left. It all exchanged hands. But the abundance that is seen in those rooms is what what's going to shift an economy, which means stop holding and hoarding. Start moving the money, you know, because people always say it costs so much money to have the teams you have. Well, yeah, but I pay them, they pay, right? They pay something else. I mean, the money moves. Money flowing is what makes money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the true action of the secret, which kind of got lost and tangled up. Didn't talk about the action part.
Yeah.
But that's the true flow of it.
You know, there's so many entrepreneurs that are really trying to go at it alone out there in the financial world. What advice would you give to them?
For the entrepreneurs who want to go, come work with me.
That's definitely the best way. And, I mean, you know that how to break through all that mess and untangle all those things that you're – and you develop plans and you work out strategies and you create – you know, programs and help people kind of break through those things.
Yeah, I guarantee them in 3 days. And so, I mean, again, this is my fifth year of doing it. So it's really, like I said, it's an art form. I mean, it wasn't like this 5 years ago. I didn't guarantee people money 5 years ago. making it all up. But what it really has become is the action of the secret. I mean, and a lot of, even more than that, even more of the psychology. Because if you really believe that you don't deserve it, I'm going to force you. I don't care if, like, a lot of people organically just make money because they're good at it, and I can just give them a bunch of skills and they get better at it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a portion of the room who truly believes they don't deserve it, they're not worth it, there's not enough, and those people are forced to have to come head-to-head with that psychology because I'm going to have them make money. I'll be darned if I'm giving anybody their money back because I know that if they don't do it and I don't help them in that minute, no one outside is going to help them. They're just going to leave with that same pain. So I've had people throw up. I've had people – can I tell you my favorite bathroom story? It just happened.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite bathroom story. So I went head-to-head with this woman, and she called me a bitch in front of the room. Hated me. I was the worst person. You can't force me to do this. I'm going to leave. I said, then you leave like you always do. You always give up on yourself. I mean, we went head-to-head in front of the room. I mean, just straight up. I said, so if you give up on yourself today, because this isn't about me. This is about all you and your crap and years of stuff. I mean, I just go cut through 7 years of therapy. We don't have a lot of time. We got 3 days to get this done.
Yeah.
Right? So this is the second day, like in the afternoon. She goes to the restroom. We take a break. And I didn't know where she went, right? So, but I walk in, and she's in the restroom in a stall with two other women, and they're all whinging about me. That's the Australia version of whiny. It's just such a better word. They're all whinging, just, and Jesus, we should all three leave. And I walked in, and I said, no, none of you are leaving. So we end up with a whole session in the bathroom, and they all walk out. Within the next hour, they all made money.
No.
But it's my favorite bathroom story because they didn't even know I was in there. And that's what the women get the benefit of, is sharing the same restroom. So it was so funny because they all had decided, like, we're all leaving. And I was like, no, you're not. And they're like, oh, no, she's here. Anyway, it's my favorite bathroom story.
No, I love that. And you know, I definitely adore your style. It's just so, you know, it's so upfront, and it just, you know, it's dead on. I mean, you really have just such an incredible skill and a talent and to really kind of help people just get rid of that old stuff and kind of go forward. And I really have always admired that in you. And, let you know, we're almost at the end of our show today and at the end of our interview.
Forever.
I know, I love this. But, you know, tell our audience how to reach you.
Oh, we did. We talked about quite a bit. Okay, we're good.
We're good.
So you got to come to – I do this 9-day boot camp, and that's one of my new things I'm going to start doing. In fact, I just did on Facebook a 10-day mindset just for a free.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and follow my trails through Facebook over the last 10 days, we just did a 10-day boot camp on mindset and changing your money muscles.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a 9-day that is very comprehensive, and it's about my millionaire maker, and it's very specific about the steps that you have to do to become a millionaire. And it's a 9-day boot camp, and you can get it at the link. You can go to. Do you want them to go through your radio link, or do you want them to go to my Live Out Loud link?
It's totally up to you. I mean, we'll have this. We'll have the link out there. I think it's liveoutloud.com. Accomplish.
/accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And you get my 9-day boot camp. And we are going to do a few. I mean, I'll even offer something extra, and I'll have my team fix it and add it to the site. But if you want a free Millionaire Maker book, mm-hmm. You just pay for some shipping and handling, I'll send you a free book. So that way you can have the book, go through my 9-day boot camp. My team didn't authorize that, but they love that. This is what I do. And then I just make it up because I just know they need the book. So if you mm-hmm. go through the book, and the way to read the book is find the story that suits you, because there's 7 stories, 7 different financial pains. And so the one that suits you and fits your story, just follow that plan. Mm-hmm. And then layer in the 9-day boot camp. So every day for 9 days, you're going to be emailed a video with some homework. And then do that. Even if you can't get it all done in 9 days, you know, document it and know that you got to get back to it and give yourself less than 30 days to get it all done, and then just follow the plan. There are so many people who have just read the Millionaire Maker book alone with the you know, accompaniment of the 9-day boot camp and have become millionaires, and they write us stories all the time. So, yeah, the coaching and the mentoring, 3 days, the cash, all that stuff helps you get there.